Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. And if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can see the body of work that Tim has deposited with us over the last 13 years. This month, 13th anniversary. Happy birthday, Tim. Happy anniversary, I should say. Tim,
wow, for 13 years.
Yeah, this month, 13 years is your anniversary. Thank you for being a founding member of our Brain Trust and for all the things you've done. And folks, the things that Tim has deposited with us, the wisdom that he's given us, we've recorded almost every word of it right there on the website. We weren't archiving in 98, but we started in 99. And I'm telling you, things that he said to us, so many things over the years, are still valid. Whatever Tim said, you can take to the bank. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out all the other things we do there. And, of course, your own website, Tim, is timberry.com. Also, bplans.com, right, and all the others, paloalto.com. Check all those things out, folks, and find out what Tim's up to. His blog's there. It's outstanding. Tim, in my column this week, I talked about thinking about plan versus actual. I gave you credit for that term. That rings in my ears all the time. Tim saying plan versus actual plan. What did you think you would do, and what did you actually do? And this is a good time of the year to do that, isn't it? To sit back and say, okay, what did I think 2010 was going to do? What did it produce? And if it didn't live up to my expectations, what could I have done differently to change that? What do you think, Tim?
I think that's a really important reminder to all of us that the benefit of business planning isn't really the mythological, common folklore benefit of, oh, well, I have this plan and now I just follow it. The benefit of business planning is like steering. It's the course corrections. No matter how straight the interstate you're driving on, if you're driving, you're going to be constantly correcting that steering wheel. And with your business, no matter how straight you think the line to your destination, no matter how good the business plan, the plan will never be completely on target. Things will change. And what you get is steering is how we actually manage our business.
Let me say a couple of things here, Tim, because when I was learning how to fly instruments, my instructor said, on an airplane, I should say, he said, you know, what you just said, flying on instruments is making lots and lots of corrections, tiny, tiny corrections. And that's what you meant when you were talking about steering. You know, you're constantly making changes, but they're almost always tiny, tiny little adjustments, aren't they?
Well, and, you know, from your lips to God's ears, when we go back to our business, because sometimes big changes happen, and even there, the existence of the plan makes the change easier to do and faster because we have all the interrelationships. And what people lose when they don't realize that planning is about this plan versus actual management, they lose the benefit of the whole planning process because people are saying, oh, but don't plan because you can't guess the future and you won't follow it and change comes too fast or whatever. And then we who are running businesses because of those misconceptions lose the opportunity to go back and look what was different. We don't just do it every year. We do it every month in my company, third Thursday of every month. How is the plan versus actual going? And so we're constantly fine-tuning. So we're always changing.
You drink your own Kool-Aid there at Palo Alto, don't you?
Oh, for 22 years now, third Thursday of every month, plan versus actual meeting, we look and we go over, well, have we had big change in assumptions? Do we make big changes? Or how well did we implement? We track progress. Sometimes we pick up new trends that we didn't realize sometimes. We see that we haven't implemented very well, but that's called managing.
And all assumptions drive projections. You make assumptions,
yes.
you convert those into projections. And here's the other thing, folks. This is where I want to encourage people to cut themselves some slack when they're doing their business planning. This is something somebody taught me 30 years ago, Tim. All projections are wrong.
Absolutely.
So give yourself a break. The idea is not for you to be perfect. The idea for you is for you to just to have an idea about where you're going, and so instead of saying, you know, how did I miss this mark a mile? You're able to say, how did I miss it 3 feet?
And what do I do next? And what does that tell me about the future and what I'm doing? That's where the real insight is. It's in what direction was I wrong and which assumption
right.
has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And really the core is now, what do we do? How do we adjust?
Yeah.
And that's business. That's the, and see, that gets us into the real value of planning and away from the myth of the document that saw, you know, I want to find out what I'm going to do next month. Well, let me look up the business plan that I did 15 months ago to tell me what I'm going to do next
mm-hmm.
month. Well, no, you've been reviewing it, revising it, and you're always updating your plan because the world keeps changing.
Well, this is what I like about Tim, folks. He's in the business planning. He's in the business planning business, but he's more interested in your planning than he is in your business plan. He wants you to plan, not just create a business plan. And that's what I like about him. Businessplan.com, I'm sorry, bplans.com, timberry.com, paloalto.com. Tim Berry and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit more about plan versus actual, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still got to try.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.